With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The political bickering is growing. GOP Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance telling Fox News Sunday, Kamala Harris has a poor record when it comes to the economy.
The entire argument of the Kamala Harris campaign boils down to forget how good things were when Donald Trump was president. Forget that we had rising take-home pay. Forget that we had low inflation. Forget that we had peace all over the world. And somehow, if you give Kamala Harris more power than she already has, she's somehow going to do something different than she's done for the past 3.5 years.
Harris continues to speak in generalities.
Our country is going to be as strong as our willingness to fight for it and to fight for what we stand for.
Purdue Foods is recalling 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets and tenders after customers reported finding metal wire embedded in the products. The recall covers Purdue breaded chicken tenders, Butcher Box organic chicken breast nuggets, and Purdue Simply Smart Organics breaded chicken breast nuggets as well. Also at SRNnews.com. A cholera outbreak in Sudan. Rika Ann Garcia has more on the story.
Health officials say Sudan has been stricken by a cholera outbreak that has killed nearly 24 people and affected hundreds more in recent weeks. The African nation has been shaken by a 16-month conflict and devastating floods. The nation's health minister said in a statement that at least 22 people have died from the disease and that more than 300 confirmed cases of cholera have been detected across the country in recent weeks. The cholera outbreak is the latest calamity for Sudan, which was plunged into chaos when simmering tensions between the military and a powerful paramilitary group exploded into warfare across the country. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ernesto has regained strength as status as a hurricane. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is asked to decide another religious freedom case. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The state of Wisconsin says Catholic Charities has to pay taxes specifically to support the state unemployment system. Wisconsin's highest court agrees, stating that Catholic Charities does not qualify for a religious exemption. The ministry has now appealed its case to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has delivered a number of rulings lately in favor of churches and religious groups. Catholic Charities says its First Amendment rights are at stake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has ruled that minors don't need their parents' permission to get an abortion in the state. The unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state's constitution. The ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion. It's expected to be on the Montana ballot in November. The legislature passed the law in 2013. This is SRN News. A Georgia sheriff's deputy has been shot and killed while responding to a reported domestic dispute in what police say was an ambush on officers by a suspect who later took his own life. The investigation continues. A shooting in Oakland has left two people dead and two wounded. Police say several people were engaged in a verbal altercation that exactly when a person began shooting. The gunman fled that scene there. The Supreme Court's rejecting the Biden-Harris administration's request to expand Title IX.
The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and also play on girl sports teams. Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect while lower courts across the country are debating the issue.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens. Extreme heat at Colorado Air Show causing some 100 people to seek emergency treatment and sent 10 people to area hospitals. Colorado Springs Fire Department says the majority of patients were treated, emergency personnel on site. More details at SRNnews.com.